cold as hell. What if God got claustrophobia, and suddenly and inexplicably, the universe simply wasn't roomy enough for him? And what if he at once realized that by his very definition, the universe was everything it could ever be, and as big as it could ever get? And what if God had to really start thinking about whether his infinite power and wisdom were infinite and powerful only within the universe whose very boundaries and rules he had so irresponsibly created? That's the kind of thinking you do when you are hermetically sealed inside a windowless, unfriendly, metallic, air-conditioned coffin. A coffin so snug that your arms folded across your chest press against the sides of the coffin and allow you no wiggle room. And the faceless people who placed you inside this cold and dry coffin have warned you not to move a muscle, because if you move a muscle, you must stay inside the coffin twice as long, and twice as long as eternity is about as perplexing as the idea of God getting claustrophobia and not being able to do anything about it without breaking his own immutable rules. In order to survive this icy coffin for eternity, you have to figure out what to do with your mind, because it is your mind that won't leave you alone. It is your mind that keeps reminding you that you are unique among heavy-breathing animals, only because you can imagine what is not, and can rethink your own death 1,000 times a minute before it ever occurs, thus making your own death potentially anticlimactic because of all that dress rehearsing your mind has been doing for so long. And even that isn't true, because you somehow know that no matter how many times you die before dying, you'll find death as fresh and as annoying and as terrifying when it really comes as it has been all those years you have been rehearsing for it. So you try to use that pesky brain against itself, that is, you try to get it to think about things you dream up, since it insists on thinking nonstop anyhow. And at least for 90 seconds, you get some relief because you call up the anecdote your big sister related to you just the day before all this started happening. She was lying there some months back, just like you are now, inside an air-conditioned coffin, hermetically sealed against the staff members of the medical facility, who were drinking paper-cupped Cokes and staring right through you when you walked toward the coffin just a little while ago. And in the city where she was receiving her MRI, she was at least offered something the people down here in Birmingham had not thought of. Any kind of music she wanted to hear could be piped into the coffin as she lay there for a small eternity. She elected her kind of music, and lo and behold, just as she was preparing herself for the 1,000 deaths of isolation, just as she was trying to adjust to the idea of being cut off from her entire outside life, the song Ghost Riders in the Sky started playing, and she started giggling, and the stern, disembodied voice told her through a cold speaker that she must try to contain herself. I could only pretend I was hearing Ghost Riders in the Sky, since the people outside my particular coffin were making no noise at all. And here I was, with no ghost riders, and trying mightily not to cough for fear of being punished with a longer stay in the coldest hell I've ever imagined. And you know, I was kind of beginning to identify with a claustrophobic God who just got too big for his universe, or did the universe get too small for him? And the ending of this story is kind of pathetic, since I never did get out of that coffin. And the only comfort I have received from that experience is the knowledge that God, too, is trapped forever in a universe too small to contain all the kindnesses he and I can imagine. Too small, because in between the kindnesses, like inferior mattress stuffing, is the detritus of the universe, the bad stuff, and all the leftover ghost riders. Too small.